The Tuva region in Russia used to be part of China. It's near Mongolia. Tuvans practice throat singing and overtone singing, known as humai, is heard here. This high-pitched style of humai is known as sigit, S-Y-G-Y-T. Throat singing is a type of overtone singing. The mouth and throat, along with the attendant structures, form a resonant cavity, a musical instrument, which allows overtones or harmonics of a bass note to be produced. If the bass note is middle C, for example, the harmonic note might be C an octave higher or lower. More than one note can be sounded at the same time. Early Tuvan animistic beliefs gave spiritual qualities to the natural world, and the singing was part of that system. Since some of the throat sounds are thought to mimic natural sounds like animals and waterfalls, the singing easily became incorporated into ceremonies. Resonances of humai interact with the environment, and Tuvan singers often travel great distances to find certain landscape conditions for the best singing. Want to learn humai? Got a pencil and paper? Check out this webpage, sed.free.fr/khomei/sygyt.html. The site author warns, however, that, quote, some humai techniques may damage your voice when badly practiced, which may especially be the case when you start. If you have a sore throat after practicing humai, I highly urge you to consult a physician, unquote. There's a fascinating shoestring documentary of a blind San Francisco blues singer, Paul Pena, who learns Tuvan throat singing after hearing it on the shortwave radio. He and a group of cohorts end up traveling by invitation to Tuva to take part in a Kagira-style throat singing contest. The title is Genghis Blues. The Aboriginal Inuit of Canada do a form of throat singing known as katajak. While the Tuvan throat singers are mostly men, Inuit katajak singers are almost exclusively women. Two women face each other and often hold on to each other. Rhythmic vocalizations and throat sounds are made alternately by one person and then the other. Katajak is usually a contest in which one singer outlasts the other, and they sometimes end up laughing. However, recently some singers have gone solo or worked with non-throat singers, performing and producing albums. The Inuit form of throat singing uses the respiratory apparatus as a resonant instrument, but does not usually involve harmonics and so would not correctly be classified as overtone singing. Throat Throat singing scenes appear in the Inuit-centric movies The Snow Walker and The Fast Runner. Tibetans have long ago developed their own resonant form of throat singing. Unlike the Tuvans, they hit some of the lowest notes the human throat is capable of, as heard here in the recitation of the Buddhist Heart Sutra. Tibetans believe harmonic singing can impart teachings to non-human entities. Singing, of course, has used the resonant cavities of the human body since before recorded history. The modern era in the Western world has accentuated its own particular harmonic registers. And language itself depends heavily on resonance, not just on the vocal cords.
Say your vowels.
I know my vowels. I knew them before I come.
Well, if you know them, say them.
I, A, I, O, U.
Stop! A, E, I, O, U.
That's what I said. A, E, I, O, U. That's what I've been saying for 3 days, and I won't say them no more.
Say A.
You ain't got no art, you ain't.
A.
A.
A. Eliza, I promise you you'll say your vowels correctly before this day is out, or there'll be no lunch, no dinner, and no chocolates.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears will be too late. You'll be broke and I'll have money.
Our modern age has to have its own expressions of the possibilities of human noisemaking. This is one entry in a beatbox competition, all sounds created by the body.
My name is Deitch, and I want to win the beatbox battle wild card.
And that's all the time I have. This has been My Two Cents. I'm John Waugh. Listen in Saturdays at 10:01 p.m., Sundays at 3:45 p.m., and Tuesdays at 9:45 a.m. Send email to kloijohn@gmail.com. Oh, my goodness.